With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Flooding rains, fierce winds, and huge waves. A calling card delivered by Hurricane Melissa ahead of a powerful storm's landfall in Jamaica. The catastrophic Category 5 hurricane is the strongest to lash the island since record-keeping began 174 years ago. In the words of the Jamaican Prime Minister, there is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5. The question now is the speed of recovery. That's the challenge. A slow-moving storm not related to Hurricane Melissa has dumped nearly 2 feet of rain on parts of central Florida over the past few days.
According to the National Weather Service, the colossal amount of rain dropped east and north of Orlando was comparable to what the region would see from a hurricane. Forecasters warned that even 2 to 3 inches of additional rain could significantly impact the region and trigger more flash flooding, posing a potentially deadly danger to drivers who try to navigate inundated roadways. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump tells troops aboard the aircraft carrier USS George Washington that he's turned things around, and the speed of the turnaround surprised even him.
A year and a half ago, we had a different country than we do right now. Now we're the most respected country in the world. We're the hottest country anywhere in the world, and it hasn't taken too long, but I had no doubt. I just didn't know we were going to do it this fast. We've done it fast because of people like you, so I want to thank you very much.
Mr. Trump speaking during his stop in Japan, South Korea, the next stop on his week-long Asia tour. He's expected to meet with Chinese President Xi, and there is speculation that the two leaders will announce a trade agreement. The government shutdown closing in on 1 month. No word of any progress toward ending it. The Dow futures up 235, and this is SRN News. Will Graham is in Florida this week.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, began a four-city tour of the Sunshine State on Sunday in Tallahassee. He will also preach the gospel in Sarasota and Pompano Beach. Jeremy Camp and other contemporary Christian artists are performing along the way. Graham is preaching the gospel each night and encouraging Floridians to put their faith in Christ. An army of local churches are providing support. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thousands of pilgrims turned out Sunday in Romania's capital for the dedication of religious paintings inside the world's largest Orthodox Christian church. It was being opened after 15 years of construction. Worshippers and officials arrived in droves at the People's Salvation Cathedral, known as the National Cathedral, which at its highest point stands more than 410 feet and has an inner capacity for 5,000 worshippers in the deeply Orthodox country. This is SRN News. Praise for the privately funded grand ballroom that President Trump is constructing at the White House. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire believes it is a shining example of Mr. Trump's positive impact on the country as a whole.
It's just one microcosm of how Donald Trump is unapologetically leading this nation, and I would argue is likely the strongest president we have ever had when it comes to executive branch authority and work that this president is doing.
McGuire speaking on the Salem Radio Network. Amazon says it will be cutting at least 14,000 corporate jobs as the online retail giant ramps up spending on artificial intelligence while trimming spending in other areas. Teams and individuals impacted by the job cuts are being notified today. Most workers will be given 90 days to look for a new job internally. More details at srnnews.com.